The mantra of the newly formed Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition is fair trade, not free trade. The coalition includes the traditional opponents of the WTO, labor unions and farmer groups worried about the loss of small farms and manufacturing jobs. But now state attorneys general and some state Supreme Court justices have joined the effort to derail the free trade deals. Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says as the trade treaties become law, they're usurping the power of state governments.
Trade agreements have made guarantees to foreign nations and foreign companies to do business here or do business abroad in ways that essentially eviscerate our ability to enforce state protective laws.
Fair trade advocates also say the new treaties may undermine city government efforts to enact buy local ordinances to support local farmers and businesses. The coalition's new director, consumer advocate Nino Amato, says WTO rules could also override local environmental laws.
Pesticide use is another one. We want to ban certain pesticides in Wisconsin or locally. These trade agreements are going to prevent us from doing that. So it's gone far beyond people losing jobs. And people need to engage this issue and put it on the table and make it an issue in the upcoming elections.
Last summer, the Central America Free Trade Agreement squeaked through Congress by just one vote. The Fair Trade Coalition hopes a conference planned in Madison this summer will generate enough public opposition to defeat the next round of agreements that come before Congress in the next few months with Peru and the Persian Gulf state of Oman. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.